to renovate the Hotel Syracuse. It's a very difficult project. It's a very unique property, and it really does require a unique skill set to get the deal done and a substantial amount of money. And we feel in the developer that we're working with, Mr. Riley and his team, that they do have that skill set that's required. They have the experience in hotel development, management, and operations. And so we are cautiously optimistic that they are going to be able to pull the pieces of this deal together. And given the current state of the hotel, we feel like it's a now or never proposition. And so we're going to do everything we can to assist the developer in getting the property back into productive use.
What will be the next sort of key step that we might see that says, yes, it's on track?
Well, the developer is going to need to engage, and already has begun to engage, a number of lending institutions. The financing of this project is going to include both public and private financing, public in the form of grants, some of which have already been secured and some of which have not. And in addition with that, there is going to be traditional bank financing involved, along with historic tax credit equity and a number of other sources. So it's going to require a lot of partners, and I think as you begin to see those partners, namely the traditional lenders, come into play, that'll be a good indication that the project's moving in the right direction.
And is it too soon to put any kind of, somebody might be renting a room there by some year, month, season?
Yeah, it's a bit premature to put a specific date on it. The developer is confident that they can, once underway, that the project can be completed in 12 to 18 months, closer to 18 months. But until all the pieces of the project are put together, it's really hard to put a specific date on it.